Josephine!
My dad booms over the others just as I start to maneuver my body to slide down the hill.
Josephine Claire, stay fucking put!
I yank my earpiece out and toss it, then work up enough momentum to skid my ass into the valley. Stopping in a crouch, I check my immediate surroundings just in time to see Cyril descend, and that's when I start to run. A Glock in each hand, I take off through the clearing and start shooting every bastard that is not of my clan. Some connecting in a sweet spot and forcing a shift, others simply bouncing off scales because I'm way more focused on getting to Kai. I empty both clips only 20 yards in, and when I go to reload, I'm rushed by two nasty-looking dragons, one that is yellow and more snake-like, one an orangish-brown and stocky. And right before they get to me, before I can reload my gun or get out of the way, a roar I haven't heard in years comes from my left. I look up in time to see my dad, his beautiful grass-green and burgundy dragon, swoop down from the tree line and tackle both those motherfuckers, the sound of his teeth and claws tearing into them almost just as loud as his roar. Awestruck, I watch for a few minutes as my dad completely dismembers the enemy, rips them apart, and immediately goes after a few others. My dad is such a badass. Then I start running again, empty both Glocks and yank the sawed-offs from my back. Cyril's inner circle reaches the valley and begins to shift, the men changing to crazed-looking beasts and piling on my mate and his brothers. I run faster, push harder, take out whoever I can in the process, and when about four dragons pin Henrik down to the ground, try to go after his eyes. A shock of neon orange charges past me in an angry roar that I'd know anywhere. Gracie leaps through the air and climbs on top of the one on her mate's back. Her claws dig at the yellow bastard's eyes, and when she forces him to shift, I watch my best friend tear out that piece of shit's throat.